Hey guys, it's me, Melissa. Hope you guys are doing well. Trying to think of a place that we can go because kind of wanted to get Zappa out of the house today and doing some walking. It's pretty nice out. I just don't know a whole lot of places to go. There's not a lot of orientation instructors out here to do any lessons, so I've got hopefully one coming soon. Looking forward a little bit to going back to school and socializing with people and hopefully meeting new people. And, schools are kind of interesting now because, it's great to meet new people, but when you go, you know, college kids, sometimes, not all the time, there are some great kids out there, but sometimes there's a lot of cussing and not as much happy intellectual discussions. And but I am looking forward to going back. And I'm slightly disappointed today because I got all of my, stuff ready to go to the doctor with my husband. He was supposed to go today. He is going. He's going to get his EEG. And I had questions to ask the doctor. And so I was just assuming that I would be going. So I got my stuff ready. I harnessed my dog up. We were sitting there. We were ready to go. And then all of a sudden his worker came to pick him up and he's like, well, I have no room in the car for either of you, either you or the dog. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then he said that Jeremy should have told him ahead of time that I was coming. And maybe Jeremy should have, but for something like this, I mean, if it was just simple blood work, I would say, oh, screw it. They could just go by themselves. Jeremy's had blood work a million times. That's not even anything to be major about. But this is an EEG where we're trying to figure out why Jeremy's having seizures. And during the process, I just had questions for the doctor. And all of a sudden, I really, really felt, I had a bad feeling about this, because I was willing to maybe book a ride and do some, transportation, for me, to the place or for Jeremy and I to the place, but he said his worker was taking us. And so I said, oh, okay. And so I guess Jeremy assumed that I was going with him. And, but I told him, oh, I wouldn't mind making transportation arrangements. And he said, no, we've got it covered. And his worker shows up and all of a sudden there's no room for me in the car. I'm a little upset about that because first of all, this was kind of an event that I wanted to be at. And had I just gone with my gut, I could kick myself for doing that, but I thought it would be easier for Jeremy to just get a ride straight there and not have to ride on a bus. Dogs don't usually like to ride the buses for that long because this is in La Quinta. So we're talking 15, 20 minutes at least away. And, we thought, well, okay, a ride in the car would be easier. But now I'm kind of wishing we had taken the bus because that way both of us could have gone. I could have been there to ask the doctor, what's going on. And, we would have been together and everything would have been, I think, better in that point. Because I don't know, just to me, I think I would have rather been there, this is a major test, an MRI, all they do is slip you in the machine and you're done, an EEG, they want to do it for a 2-hour period, possibly even more. They want to monitor him while he's sleeping for part of it. For some part while he's awake, they want to monitor him then. So an MRI is major, but it's not as major to me as an EEG, especially when you've got a husband who has clearly been having seizures And it's been the talk of, you know, it's for me, it's been the concern because I'm going to school again and I want to know, I know you, we're not going to know why he's having the seizures because sometimes there is no known cause, you know, you don't know. It's just a clinical epileptic episode, I guess that's what they call it. But for me, he has these seizures. If he has them again while I'm gone at school, he could severely injure himself. The last seizure he had, I was away and, I walked into the room and it was a mess and he could have severely hurt himself. So this was something kind of major I wanted to be at. And I'm a little upset, frankly. And then of course, Zap was sitting here with his harness on and he kind of softly just went, like did a little whimper because he knew he wasn't going. He was looking forward to going and I was all dressed up, ready to go. And all of a sudden we can't go because there's no room in the car. And it was basically my husband's fault for not telling him that I was going. In my opinion, if you're going for a major test like this and you have a spouse or partner or loved one, you know, shouldn't you kind of, let him know, you know, hey, look, my husband probably should have told him. I believe he should have. But in some way, if I was a caregiver and I was taking a man or a woman to a doctor's appointment, I would automatically assume, well, what if the husband or the wife wants to come along? This is something that could be quite important. And I would make room in the car anyway. So I don't know what's going to happen during this test. I want to know what's going on only because I'm the one who has to live with my husband. So if a doctor says something, well, we detected bada, 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 and the worker forgets to tell me something very important. He doesn't live with my husband. I do. So I'm really a little disappointed. I'm going to probably take Zappa out somewhere because I really think that's messed up to just get him all harnessed up, get him all excited, get him ready to go. And even though it is to a doctor's office, you know, I am a little upset, you know, because, you know, I should have just gone with my gut. I'm a little upset at myself because I'm like, well, I should have just either asked a dependable neighbor or just ridden the bus for God's sake. I was trying to make it easier on my husband. 2 minutes, anyway. And buses are not fun for dogs out here because it gets really hot. It's in the 70s right now. They expect it to be about the 80s by the end of this week. And it's okay, you know. It's definitely more tolerable than 110, 120. But when you're inside a bus and you're on the floor and the engines are revved up and stuff like that, that's pretty hot for a dog. And so I thought maybe this would make it easier for him to ride in a car. It wouldn't be as long of a ride, you know, but now I can't even attend. So you can bet I'm upset because I really, really wanted to be there. I mean, it's just a little minor annoyance. I mean, everyone might say, oh, it's no big deal. Shut up about it. But for me, you know, especially when there's the unknown, it is a situation where I kind of do want to know what's going on. If you monitor something and I'm not there and you pick up something and obviously you're not going to give me the full results because you can't get an immediate results on an EEG, but they can pick up, you know, brainwave activity. They can pick up stuff on an EEG. They can try to figure things out. But for me, it's like, ugh. You know, 49 seconds. You know, how could I not go? I'm the one that lives with him. If something comes up, if there is seizure activity, if there is a medication change, if something is being discussed with the doctor, I want to know about it, you know? So yeah, I'm a little pissed off right now, but oh well, you know, life goes on. So, you know, we're just gonna, Zappa and I are just going to chill. We're going to probably step out, go somewhere, and just not think about it. But anyway, take care, guys. And I just wanted to give you guys an update. I'll give you more when I get more results. But anyway, take care, guys. And thanks for listening.
7 seconds.
Hi, Zappy. You want to go somewhere? Yeah? You're my baby. You're a good boy.